Good morning. Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Coach Chanel Budd, and welcome to my the Selfless Love Talk Show this morning. I'm excited about today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We have a beautiful guest speaker who is on with us, Mrs. Smokey Rose. And before we get started, I would like for everyone to mute their phone, their personal phones. And I'll reiterate on that throughout the show, just because of the, you know, the background noise and everything, and also to allow me to open up the mic on my end for when it's time to ask questions. So I'm going to go ahead and wait a couple minutes before we get started to allow for other listeners to join us. And, you know, I'm hoping everyone's having a great start to their Saturday morning. I have a scripture that I was led to read today in regards to today's show and today's guest. God is good, and, you know, our testimonies are for other people. So sometimes we go through things in life, most times, not sometimes, we go through things in life and, you know, we may not know why we're enduring or why we're going through what we're going through, but God actually is with us along the way. And when we get over to the other side and triumph over our trials and tribulations, we are then used to be vessels to help other people get through. And so I'm going to let you all know that this is a live show. And it is also recorded, so you can always listen to the replays. So, you know, if you're missing the live right now, you are welcome to come back on the same exact site, and you can view it through internet and everything like that. But just go ahead and feel free to, you know, listen to the replay, and there's also additional recordings as well. So what I'm going to do is allow Miss Smokey Rose to take over. You have the floor.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I can't wait to get into it. So, hello, I'm Smokey. I'm just going to go on ahead and jump into my story so we can go on ahead and talk about it, get into it. So in my early teens into early adulthood, I had been introduced to abuse in many forms as well as human trafficking. People always tend to think it happens like with kidnappings or the way you see in movies or always just happening in grocery stores, but it happens to people that we know every single day, like our neighbors, our friends, cousins, colleagues, people who we wouldn't imagine that happening to. The way that it had actually happened to me is getting caught up because of a boy, of course, being young and not knowing much about life and incredibly naive. After being with him, my life started to spiral and go downward and all kinds of out of control. So I was coping, dealing with these things by drinking and drugging and numbing my feelings because I didn't even have the language and didn't know how to deal with these feelings that most people don't also have in your early teens. So with all these things happening and me coping the way I had been coping, you get into a habit of doing these things and being afraid to figure out how to do anything different. But with that also happening, it created the habit of me having to do that for years, living the same way, coping with drinking and drugging when something bad would happen or something that wasn't to my liking would happen. And living that way and maintaining that kind of lifestyle and those habits, it had left me to be vulnerable and taken advantage of in several different situations. I put myself basically in danger without really knowing it by drinking all the time or by drugging all the time to not feel. It left me in even more vulnerable positions and situations. And once I had turned 20, I started to come to the realization that I didn't want to continue to live my life that way by letting the situations or circumstances that happened to me in my teen years to continue to let me drink and drug and numb all the time, because I had started to realize I was missing out on a lot of things without even really knowing it. So I decided to try and reach out, try to figure out some sort of way to do better or be better. And the only thing that I knew was to try and go to my local church and see what I could do there. Just start going to church, period, and see what would happen. And that was a really good benefit and positive for me, because in that way I was able to actually meet people who genuinely liked me and wanted to help me get better. And it was cool. That was a thing. You know, people were coming around me and coming into my life and sticking around and teaching me new ways. But the problem with that was that you could learn positive habits and different mechanisms of coping and so on and so forth. But if you don't really deal with what actually happened, you're just like, okay, I'm just going to try to be better and do better, but still have the same feelings, the same issues, and so on and so forth, it doesn't do anything. What really needed to happen was me being secure within myself, dealing with these things, but not dealing with it on my own, learning how to deal with it with Christ. But at this time, even at 20, going into things, I still, like, I was immature in my walk. Like, I still didn't understand how that relationship with Christ worked to better my life and walking with him. I just figured, you know how kids like figure it's almost like something magical, like, okay, I prayed for it so it should happen. Well, I'm going to church so things should just get better. And that was like my understanding. I didn't understand that you have to put work into that relationship, into that walk to do better and understand how to do better. But during that time, because that's how I thought and I felt, I struggled a lot with my faith, because I figured I'm doing what I'm supposed to do and I want to be better. Why is it not working? So me and Jesus, we had a little back and forth for a little while, because my expectations of what should have happened by doing what I thought I should have done, like the layer of what was doing, I wasn't really understanding and grasping. So we were going back and forth because I wasn't getting what I wanted. So
that's good.
Yeah. I was really upset. So one of the things that I figured, all right, let me implement something else, was like my surroundings. Because once again, I could be going to church. I could be listening to the people trying to pour into me. I could be doing all these things that I had to do, but I'm still doing the same thing, still with the same people, still seeing the same things. So it's almost like at that point living a split life, and you got one hand or one foot in the past and one foot trying to work towards the future, but you have to change everything. So I decided to take it upon myself to, like, change my surroundings both in real life and, like, all on social media, because I'm young, so social media is a huge part of what I'm doing and go through every day, something that I'm on often. And I was following things like, you know, the Shade Room, all the gossip sites, all the reality TV things that don't necessarily promote better mental health. Like, I wasn't really following the things that I follow now. Like, now I follow lots of motivational speakers, a lot of inspirational pages and quotes, a lot of things like that, to where instead of me going online and constantly seeing mess or constantly seeing politics that make me feel some type of way, I'm more so seeing the good parts to invoke those feelings in me so I can be that kind of person. And once I had done that and started to, things for me started to change. My mind was changing. My outlook was changing. But what I didn't understand and didn't know is that when you change like that, and you change your surroundings, your friends, where you're going, what you're doing, you get ostracized and you start to feel alone, and you almost want to backslide just to have that same closeness that you think that you have with this lifestyle that you've outgrown, the growing pains. I wasn't aware of how painful and hard it would actually be. And losing those people, that life, those things, I was able to gain a new mindset and a much healthier lifestyle. So once I had done that work and began to heal from all of the trauma that I had gone through in those teen years, and unpacking all the pain that happened during that time, and the things happening while I was trying to change and creating that new life for myself in Christ, everything changed drastically. I was able to focus on myself and began to, like, love, like, truly love myself again, even the ugly parts, not just the parts that most people like, but even the parts that irritate others and myself. I was able to see myself the way that Christ does and not mankind. You know, mankind is prone to make mistakes because we are mankind, but the way that Christ sees us is not the same way that our neighbors do. So once you're able to accept yourself, once I was able to accept myself the way that Christ sees me and not dwell so much on the way that mankind does, I was really able to step into my full potential. And I mean, I still struggle because I am human. And when I do struggle, I have to go back to the basic things that I would learn just to get back to a better mindset. Like, it's not something that happens so quickly or something that happens overnight. Healing is such a process that it'll probably be something that I'm learning to do and will have to do for the rest of my life. But being in healing and learning how to heal is so beneficial because you can heal from this. Once you have those tools and you have that experience, you can heal from anything and bounce back from anything once you are able to start doing the work and realizing that it's all about how you carry yourself throughout it and not walking by yourself in it. And being human and not having Christ here, sometimes that's really hard because not seeing something or somebody and talking to them and them sitting beside you is so much more difficult than having faith in somebody that you won't see until you move on and can't necessarily physically touch. It can be so difficult, but it's so worth it. And once you learn how to do it, the mastery tool in it is absolutely amazing. So once you learn how to heal and you get through anything, especially with Christ, we already know all things through him are possible, with him are possible. So that's what I take with me constantly. If going through something, well, as long as I put Christ in it, it'll be all right. I'll figure it out. It might not feel good all the time. It might not be the best outcome all the time because we will not always accomplish every test that's thrown our way. We will fail a few. But as long as we know how to get back up and not beat ourselves up and still live our lives the best way that we can, mm-hmm. be the best versions of ourselves.
Amen. I have a few questions for you. You did an amazing job. I just want to tell you, I'm actually even more touched. I do know you, and just today, just right now, and just hearing you like verbally tell your story and having a testimony it's just amazing. And I know that you are going to be used in a mighty, 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 mighty way to help young adults, you know, and teenagers get through things like this. You really answered a lot of the questions that I was going to ask you. So there's three questions that are sticking out for me. And okay. One of the questions is, how did you get out? How did you get out of the situation?
The way that I got out is honestly probably the best and only way, because it ended up happening, honestly, on two separate occasions in two different states. So the way that I got out the first time, I moved, like, halfway across the country. And then the second time, I moved several hours away from the situation that I was in, and I was able to just stay away. But I had to physically, like, just basically drop everything, drop off the map, and just completely leave it, like, cut it cold turkey, get gone, stay gone, don't have the same contacts, don't go back to it in any way, shape, form, or fashion, and that's how I was able to get out.
Thank you so much for that. And did you try, well, you answer both of those, because did you attempt to leave prior to, or you just, you know, because these two questions pretty much, okay.
Yes, I had tried to leave several times. Like, this started when I was about 14 years old, and actually ended when I was 19, so, when I was younger in the first state that I was in, I had tried to leave several times, but that situation was very different from the second one. It was not something that was so isolated. It was on a bigger scale. So imagine being 14, 15, 16 years old, and the people that you would run to for help, that you would ask for help, are the exact same people who are hurting you and the people who are around you and you know. I mean, I probably would have felt more comfortable trying to get out and actually felt like I could have gotten out if I weren't seeing cops and firefighters and politicians and people who were pretty big in trying and supposed to help people, but these are the exact same people who are hurting you. So it was like, yeah, I'm going to try to leave, but when I do, what could happen? Or the threats become even more real and powerful because you see them there. So I tried to leave several times, but it's not that that easy, depending on the situation.
And does that still affect you tremendously today? Like, even though that you're out of it, how does that affect you?
Even though I'm out of it, like, you know, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, is a thing that a lot of people would associate, you know, with people who have served the country. But it is something that happens, once again, with anything that's traumatic. And although I'm in a different place and I'm healed and I'm not there, I get triggered by the simplest of things sometimes. And you don't realize that it's a trigger because a lot of things, especially dealing with PTSD, you bury them and you forget them until there's a trigger and you don't even realize it. So it affects me in ways that I don't even expect a lot of times, even though I've done a lot of work and I've done things to be better and get better. It still affects me in several ways, not on an everyday scale, but it does affect me.
Thank you for that, for answering those questions. There is, if you all are wanting to reach out to Smokey after the show, I wanted to also allow for her to have the floor right now to just tell you about some of the exciting things that are going on in her life as of today. And I'm going to allow for you to let them know that you are working on something that is amazingly beautiful. And if you had seen, if you've been on the social media site, on Coach Chanel Budd's site, or also Smokey Rose's site, you will see that there was a picture that I advertised for her today. And that is actually her work. She is an artist. So go ahead, Smokey Rose, and give them your information. You know, I'll let you tell them all your contact information.
Thank you. Yes. So today I am actually 23 years old. I am married. I have a baby on the way. I'm in a completely different space in life, in a completely different zone. I do quite a bit. I'm a freelance artist. So I create artwork and I sell them. I also take input and I create custom items. And if you'd like to contact me about that, I do have an email, and it is smokyrose2020@gmail.com, where you could also reach out to me in any way if you have a similar experience, if you just wanted to talk, anything, you can contact me through that email, as well as any artwork that you've like done or anything like that. Because I'm very much so open to that. The huge reason why I was able or why I was excited to do this is to reach out to other people, regardless of age, gender, or any of that, that there is people out there, there are people out there who have been through things like this and are able to continue to live and have a life after and still make it. I think that a lot of people, especially in the situation that I was in the surroundings that I were in, had given up on trying to be better or getting out, or giving up on the possibility of still living a prosperous life with purpose, and that's not the case. As long as your heart is still beating, you have a purpose. And so I was excited to speak on here because I really need for people to know that there is not an ending to your story as long as your heart is still beating, and there's always some type of way to get somewhere. You just put your heart and your mind to it. I'm telling you, anything is possible, especially through her name. I hadn't decided to try and do something. I mean, church worked for me. I know that doesn't necessarily work for everybody, especially in these situations. Like, some people need to have to go to programs or need to take educational courses or classes and things that way. That helps them more. Or some people do yoga. Some people meditate. For me, it was going to church and strengthening my relationship with Christ was the only way that I truly got better. I had done a lot of these other things. I had taken some classes. I had gotten an education. I had been on medications, several medications, at once to try and get rid of some of these symptoms or live a better life, and none of that really did too much of anything. I mean, it's great experience to have, but nothing started changing for me, and things did not get as good as they got and didn't get better until my relationship with Christ, when I took it seriously and I decided this was something I was going to do and implement in my life in an everyday basis, that's when things changed and how it worked. But there are different tools and different ways for everybody, and everyone's in a different phase and season. And I think that that's something that also needs to be talked about. Like, there are so many seasons that you go through with healing, whether it be from something this traumatic or even something less. It's a process through it all. And I think that we have this understanding or idea that it's supposed to be instant. We do this much work and then things should get better. But it's so much more intricate than that. And so once again, if y'all want to talk more about that or have any comments, questions, concerns, smokyrose2020@gmail.com is where you can definitely contact me. I will be having other social media pages up under Smokey Rose as well. But right now I just have the email for y'all to contact me with, whether it be artwork. I do some editing as well, like if you're writing books or anything like that, I'm able to do that for you. But I'm here, period. Really, for even if it's just for like a friend kind of thing. I'm someone who just loves to support and uplift anybody and anything. Somebody needs to smile about something small all the time. And sometimes that's all it takes. One smile from one situation, from one joke, can completely change your whole outlook and change the trajectory of your life by somebody caring for 5 minutes when you feel that hopeless.
Amen. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you being on here. You know, of course, I'll be with you throughout the journey of your life. And
yeah.
I'm going to, the Lord had given me a scripture. So I'm going to go ahead and do our scripture. First of all, I wanted to know if there was any questions. And those that are listening via the internet, because we do have two ways to listen. So some will call in, and some of them are really actually airing now via the internet link. So those who have questions or comments or anything, please feel free to email Smokey Rose. And those who are on live right now that would like to ask questions or just want to give a word of encouragement or anything like that, I'm going to go ahead and allow for you to do so now before I close in prayer. Okay.
Hello.
I'm going to go ahead. Okay. Yes.
Oh, okay. Hi, Smokey. Hello, Chanel. I just wanted to thank
hello.
You for today of sending me this information, and I'm glad I tuned in. Smokey, I wanted to thank you for your testimony. I want to say that it life of transitioning from death to life, even though we're still alive, but we transition from the old to the new. And I thank God for you to have recognized the change and to go towards it. Only God, only Jesus Christ can deliver us truly from our circumstances. You have to
Amen.
Work for it. You have to pray for it. You have to receive it. You have to live it, and you have to eat it. His daily word, his word is our bread, our food. And the more we stay in the word of God, the more he releases the Holy Spirit to comfort us in this time. This is why rest is so important. But I thank you for your testimony. I've walked that plank myself, and it's a daily walk because, like you said, you know, anything could change in a matter of seconds. And you have
Amen.
To know who you serve. You have to know who you serve because the flesh wants to stay in front. The flesh does not want to be put back in its right place. And so God's saying, you'll have that mind where, you know, it'll throw some old stuff at you. But you have to stand, because if old stuff can be thrown at you, let's see how wonderful God can put new stuff in front of that. And so
exactly.
I just thank you so much. Thank you so much for your word. And I will be touching base with you, and I did write down your email. Coach Chanel, I just want to thank you. for this day as well. I'm telling you, every time I turn onto your podcast, your program, it's just gets better and better and better. And it's almost like a therapy session, you know, short term, but it's awesome. And I just want to thank both of you all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and ask that everyone mute their phone so there's no background noise. And I'm going to proceed in prayer. First, I'm going to read Psalms 23 because that is what God led me to read today. So the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for today. I want to thank you for allowing us to gather, Lord, and for the platform, Father God, that you birthed in me. I pray for my guest speakers. I pray for the listeners. I pray for our families and everyone attached, Father God. I ask that you will continue to send those people that you have for us to touch and help and heal, Lord. I thank you, and I ask that you will provide for us all our needs above and beyond what we could even imagine, Father God, because the work that we have to do, Father God, we need to make sure that we have the overflow that is needed to help the people in your kingdom. Father God, I ask for protection, guidance, wisdom, understanding, strength, love, peace, comfort, and joy to overflow in all of our lives, Father God. I thank you in advance for all that you're doing and all the things that you have already laid out before us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray today. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone. Amen. So everyone have a wonderful day. And again, I will give you Smokey Rose's email address. It's smokeyrose2020@gmail.com. And this is the Selfless Love Talk Show with your coach, Chanel Budd. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. Amen.
Amen.